Good morning. I want you to open your Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 7. Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 7. If I had to have a title for this lesson this morning, it would be spiritual wellness. Spiritual wellness. Here in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 7, and if you're there, you may mark verse 11, verse 17, verse 29, verse 11, verse 17, verse 29, chapter 3, verse 6, 13, and 22. And let me give them to you again. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 7. You may want to mark verse 11, verse 17, verse 19, chapter 3, verse 6, 13, and 22. Here Jesus makes a statement in accordance with Romans 10, 17, when he says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Here Jesus says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He that has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This morning, spiritual wellness. We are concerned about the physicality of our physical body, but the question that we need to ask this morning, what about your spiritual body? Go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 19, in relationship to the spiritual body, in relationship to your soul. Here, Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, he asked the question. He says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Which means that it don't belong to you, but it do belong to God. Go to the book of Romans chapter 12. We'll share another scripture with you in relationship to the spiritual wellness of your spiritual body, in relationship to what Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In Romans 12, beginning in verse number 1, here the Bible says, guided by the Spirit, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, 27 books, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, a holy, acceptable unto God. And then he used the phrase, which is your reasonable service. That is, that's the least that you can do for what God has done for us. Amen. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And hold your spot right there and go with me to the book of Ephesians one more time, in relationship to understanding what is that will of God. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and beginning in verse 15. Because in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15, in realization of he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 15, he says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but someone who is wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but hear the wording is, but understand what is the will of the Lord. So what we are saying and understanding what Jesus is saying, when Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear, there are three points that I want to make. And I want to begin in the book of Matthew chapter 13 and verse 13 through 15. In the book of Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse number 13 through 15. And read what Jesus says. Number one, in a spiritual checkup, the spiritual position was number one in giving us a remedy to be in compliance to what Jesus is saying to the churches. That is, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. The first question that we need to ask, number one, how is your hearing? Number one, listen to what Jesus says. He says, Matthew 13, 13, therefore, speak I unto them in parables, because seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. I want to read that one more time. Because see, in order to grow, in order to mature, in order to understand what is the will of God, in order to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you got to have a proper understanding. And Jesus says here, he says, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. That's Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 10. He says, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive, for this people heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should not see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, let's go back and look at verse 15, because there are two words there that gives us an understanding. First of all, the reason why they saw but did not see or hear and did not hear was, number one, he said that their heart is wax gross. Now, stop right there. Underline that word wax gross, because that word wax gross simply means that because of sin that is in their life, the thickness of that sin, it rejects the seed, Luke 8:11, for being able to penetrate unto their mind in order for them to have proper understanding that will cause them to have dull hearing. And that word dull means it is difficult. It is difficult to hear or see because sin is grossly in your life. See, being able to hear of being able to see, it is gross or it is wax. It is because of sin, we do not really understand what is the will of God. Let me show you what we're talking about. If you're here to Sunday school, you know what I'm talking about. See, go back to what we're saying here. Now, if y'all in the back, you can't see it, you got plenty of chairs up front. All right. Now, you know what? I'm going to stop for a minute. We're talking about seeing, but can't see. We're talking about hearing, but can't hear. The other day, out of curiosity, I was here by myself, and I said, well, let me just go walk and see. Can you see where you are? Oh, I'm going out the door. I see something black up there. Now, I got old eyes, but I can't see. I see a little bit better, amen. Come on. I see a little bit better, but still a little blurry to me. Amen. See, I get a little bit closer, amen. I can see a little bit better, amen. It's better than what was back there, amen. See, we're talking about a spiritual checkup, amen, that caused gross or wax, the thickness of the difficulty of seeing, because you see but don't see, and you hear, you're not hear. See, you're dull of hearing because, number one, you don't want to see. Brother, if you want to see, you will move up, amen. So you can see, amen. Right or wrong. So your understanding may understand what is the will of God, amen, so that you can see what he's saying here in relationship to what Jesus is saying here. That is, it is gross or it is dull, it is difficult to understand because of the thickness of sin. Because what you have done, you have allowed sin into your life, because Lord, you're just spiritually dead. Why? Because of opportunity, desire. When it's conceived, it brings forth what? Sin, and then it's death. But why did that happen? Because Jesus simply said here, look at verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross. Sometimes you can come to church and you can be in church, but see, the word can't penetrate because of sin that's in your life that blocks truth out. Amen. That calls you to be dull of hearing, or difficult of hearing, and their eyes to be closed, like Jesus says here, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and they should understand, look at verse 15, with their heart and should be converted. Because, brother, if you don't understand, you're not going to be converted, amen? You're not going to walk in the light as he is in light. Because at that point, you're not going to understand. So the first problem that occurred here in what Jesus is saying here, number one, they could not mature or they couldn't grow because, brethren, they just were hard of hearing. It wasn't their fault that they were hard of hearing. Yes, it was their fault that they were hard of hearing because, number one, they chose to be gross or dull, not to be able to hear, not to be able to see, not to be able to be converted because, brethren, they just did not understand. And then point number two, go with me to the book of Hebrews 5:11. And here's another point, Hebrews 5:11. Because in Hebrews 5:11, see, this was the condition was these Christians. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11. All right, I want you to look at it. In Hebrews 5 and verse 11. All right. Here it says in Hebrews 5:11 that of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. So think about this here. Why will a Christian have many things to say and hard to speak it because of truth, are because of the are here. Let's continue to read in verse 12. Because see, in verse 12, this was the problem. Amen. See, because they were hard of hearing, they became dull of hearing. Because verse 12 says, look, he says, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of oracles of God. Now, let's talk about Christian responsibility. Hold your spot right here, and we'll go to Matthew chapter 28. Two scriptures I want you to see. Because, see, you are Christian, amen. And we have a responsibility as Christians, that is, to grow and mature. That's the reason why when you go to Matthew 28 and verse 20, the Bible says that Christians must be taught, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I will be with you even until the end of time. Now, hold your spot right there and go to the book of Peter. I want to read one more thing to you. In the book of Peter, chapter 1, I want you to see what the Holy Spirit is saying here. Chapter 1, in relationship to understanding is. Chapter 2, and beginning in verse 1. Two places, Matthew 28:20, and again, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 1. See, once you become a Christian, it's a growing process. It's a maturing process. But brethren, you can't grow if you can't mature. If number one, you're hard of hearing. You can't grow if you're mature if you're what? Dull of hearing. So here, it's in 1 Peter 2:1, he says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envy and all these evil speaking. Now look at verse 2. As newborn babes, y'all with me? Desire, underline that word desire, the sincere milk of the word, that you may what? Grow thereby. See, you got the desire, the sincere milk of the word. You got to be taught to observe all things which I commanded, and lo, I will be with you even until the end of time. But when you go back to Hebrews chapter 5, see, that was the problem. They were Christians, amen. But the Bible says somebody again had to teach them the first principles or the first oracles of God, simply because they were hard of hearing and they are dull of hearing. You hear, but you're not here. You see, but you don't see. Why? Because something that has caused sin or the seed to not be able to penetrate, that blocks truth out. To be able to grow and mature and do the will of the Lord. Go read the book of James. One more scripture. I want to show it to you. James chapter 1. And we've been studying that in James 1. In James chapter 1. All right. And I want you to see some wording here that the Holy Spirit used. James 1, beginning in verse number 1. See, in relationship to being hard of hearing. That is, the word can't penetrate. And by that word, gross, understand that word means thick, dull. It is difficult. But it's difficult to be able to understand what sin is in your life. Amen? See, James 1, beginning in verse number 2. Look what he says. He says, my brethren, he said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her what? Perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, and wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberal and unbraideth not, and it shall be given to you. But look at verse 6. He said, but let him ask in faith. See, let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now look at verse 7, and this is the sad thing. See, when we fail to grow or mature, or don't seek the desire, the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby, or not taught, or we just like those in the book of Hebrews, that somebody again teach us the first principle, the first oracles of God. See verse number 7. You are in denial, that is, because of sin, because your ears are gross, or it are dull of hearing. This is what's going to happen in verse number 7. Right. He says here, but let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? Because that person is a double-minded person. That is, you don't know what you want. Why don't you know what you want? Because number one, you don't have understanding. Why don't you have understanding? Because number one, you hadn't been taught. The seed can't penetrate. Amen. Somebody again got to teach you again the first principles. And when that happened, brother, in your life, worship don't mean nothing to you. Amen. See, being a Christian don't mean anything to him. And that's the reason why Jesus says here, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Because you're here to hear. You're here to grow. You're here to mature. You're here to be what God would want you to be. Amen. But the main thing is that when you don't grow, or when you don't mature, or when you don't desire the sincere milk of the word, brother, you ain't no good to yourself. And when you ain't no good to yourself, you ain't no good to the church. Amen. Because the blind can't lead the blind. Amen. See, show me the 1 Corinthians 12. See, this is what we got to understand. Oh, in 1 Corinthians 12. He says here, if you're there, write Ephesians 1, 22, 23. For as the body, as Christ's body, which is the church, is one, and has many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now go back to chapter 1 and hold your spot, because I want to show you how that body is supposed to act. See, that body can't act if he who has ears hear what the Spirit said. See, when you don't have understanding, because you are what dull of hearing, hard of hearing, brother, you can't be in compliance with what he's talking about here and being a part of the one body. Amen. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, this is what he said. This is how the body is supposed to look. See, he said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, look what he said, that ye all speak the same thing. Amen. Makes no difference. We're all Christians. Amen. Acts 11, 26, right? And because we all Christians and all wear the same name, Christ is the head of the church, it makes no difference where you worship, but we all supposed to speak the same thing when we hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. The problem is when we are hard of hearing, or when we are dull of hearing, because we allow sin to enter into the camp, sin have caused us not to understand what the Spirit says. Amen. Y'all with me? Because he says here, he said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. And that there be no division among you. But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same judgment. Amen. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are the house of Chloe, that there be contention among you. That word contention means that we are not speaking the same thing. That we are divisive. That we are not one. And see, the only reason why I come about, brethren, because we are hard of hearing, or we are dull of hearing, or it's difficult to hear, because sin has caused us to reject God's word. Amen? Let me tell you something. This book ain't going to change. You can't change this book. Deuteronomy 4, 2, Proverbs 36, and Revelation 22, 18, 19. You can add to or take away. James 1, 25 says, it is the perfect law of liberty. John 12, 48 says, guess what? We're going to be judged by this book. And it's not going to be two separate rules to go by. It's going to be one way. This book. So when contention or when divisiveness set up and destroy the body, whereby no longer we are one body with many members speaking the same thing, be of the same mind. The only reason why it comes because we have not received and grasped the word which is able to save our soul. You may say, well, can't we all speak the same thing? Why, sure we can. Amen. Go to Mark 16, 16, everybody, right quick, for a quick example. Go to Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. in relationship to speaking the same thing. Now, this is Jesus talking, amen? Now, when Jesus talks, we're going to listen, amen? Amen? Here, Jesus, in the book of Mark, chapter 16, where did you get that? Because I want you to see it. See? Mark 16, 16. Jesus says here, he says here, you everybody there? He says, he, y'all there? That believeth and is baptized shall be what? But he that believeth not shall be what? Now, this is what Jesus said, what you need to do to be what? Now, why would anybody tell you anything other than what Jesus said? Now, why would anybody say that baptism is not essential for salvation? Why would people say you don't have to be baptized to be saved? Why would people say that baptism is not a barrier, Colossians 2.12? Because Colossians 2.12 says we're buried with him in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. Well, why would people say, well, sprinkling would do, or just pouring another water would do? See, that's not speaking what Jesus is telling us to do, amen? See, that's Jesus. See, can we all agree on that? But see, if you are hard of hearing, or if you are dull of hearing, see, your way going to supersede God's way. Because you're going to want to do what you want to do, amen? All right, let's go to one more place. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. I want to show you something. Because we can speak the same thing, build the same mind. But brother, we can't be hard of hearing. When God speaks, we better listen, amen? Amen? And get out the way and let God's will be done, amen? Ephesians chapter 5. I want to read one more thing to you. Because see, we can speak the same thing, build the same mind. And be the same judgment, and there be no division among us. Amen. Amen. All right, Ephesians. I'm going to wait till you get that because I want you to see. All right. Chapter 5. Amen. And it's just a few. All right. Beginning in verse 19. Now, I want you to hear what the Spirit said, because Jesus said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the word say. Hear who say? The Holy Spirit says, amen. Not what I say, the Holy Spirit. That if I can't back it up by the book, brother, we don't need to listen, amen. Amen. Because I'm not interested in what you think. I'm not going to be judged by what you think, but I'm going to be judged by the word, amen. John 12, 48, amen. He that rejected me and received not my word has one to judge him. Word that I've spoken, the same shall judge us in the last days. Now, look at verse 19, y'all there? Let's see what, can we all speak the same thing? He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the what? How did he tell us to do it? He said you do it by speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. He said we must sing, didn't he? He said, how do we do? We speak to ourselves in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Now, why would we want to do in other ways? Why would we want to play for? Well, he didn't tell you to play. Amen. But see, people do it because their heart or what? They're dull of hearing. Amen. See, it wipes out group singing. It wipes out bebopping. It wipes out all that. Because see, Colossians 3.16, you may want to write it down. 1 Corinthians 14.15, James 5.13. The Bible tells us how to do it if we're all going to speak the same thing. Amen. So it makes no difference in New York, Brother Hewlett. They're all going to do the same thing. God, we are what? He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Amen. Am I right? In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. One more time, 1 Corinthians. All right. Then when you see that, drop all the way down to verse 34 or verse 33. I want you to see what the Spirit said. But he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Amen. Amen. He said, for God is not the author of what? See, but a peace as in all churches of the saints, amen. That we all may speak the same thing, be of the same mind. Now, let me read to you, and you read with me, silently. The Spirit is talking, and what you think don't matter. God's Spirit supersedes you, amen. When he created the world, he asked you where to put the moon, did he? Amen. He didn't ask you how to make man, did he? Did he ask you, did he need 3 eyes or 2? Amen. So he don't need your help now. Amen. Now this is what the Spirit said. Y'all ready? Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also said the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now, who are you going to believe, the Spirit? Or are you going to believe what man say? Amen? Now, I'm going to pause. I want you to think. See, you can't think if you are dull of hearing. If you're hard of hearing. Because see, your will supersedes God's will. See, what you hear is what you hear. And what James said, you got to be slow to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. See, because when you hear, you better check it out with the book, amen. So what you hear, you speak, but you speak with authority, amen. Because this is what the Spirit says, amen. See, if you're going to hear what the Spirit says to the churches, amen. Why? That we all may speak the same thing. So that's the reason why. Now let me go a little bit further. Go back further with you. So said the law. Amen. Am I right? See, let's go to Timothy. See, I want to clear it up because, see, everybody sitting there saying, well, I don't understand. Well, you don't understand because you don't want to understand. You don't understand because you're hard of hearing. Amen. You don't understand because you're dull of hearing. Amen. Something is getting in your way for understanding truth. Amen. Amen. Over 1 Corinthians, Timothy chapter 2, and beginning in verse number 11. If you're there, write 1 Corinthians 14:34. Now look at what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 2:11. Amen. Now, if you got an ear, hear what the Spirit says. Amen. Am I right? 1 Timothy 2, verse 11. All right. He says, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor the use of authority of the man, but to be in silence. Now look at verse 13. He said, for Adam was first formed in Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression, notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and wholeness with sobriety. Now hold your spot. Give me your Bible right there, brother, and let me borrow your Bible. Thank you. All right. Now go with me to Genesis. I want to show you what he's talking about. And we're going to clear it up. Amen. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 2. All right. I want you to mark verse 16, 17, right? Amen. Amen. Because he said it was Eve that was deceived, not Adam. Amen. Amen. And for that reason, I'm going to show you, based on what God said in the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, when we sin, it's penalty to pay. Amen. Am I right? Now, Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, after God made man, he gave him a command. Amen. He said, and the Lord commanded the man, said, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, you were sure to what? Did I say sin bring forth death? Huh? See, when we what? Let opportunity, because of desire, get in our way, sin is conceived. And when sin, based on our action, is conceived, it brings forth death. Amen. Same way. When we sin and don't repent, we are dead. Amen. That's when we're talking about spiritual wellness. Amen. See, you can't grow, you can't mature if you are hard of hearing, as old folks say, hard-headed. Amen. Or if you are, your hearing is dull. Now, go to chapter 3, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just want to read to you. All right? Genesis chapter 3. All right? He gonna punish all three. All right? After they disobey God, amen, and sin, and did what God told them not to do, verse 13, it says, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? Who he said it to? The woman. Amen? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shall thou go, and thus shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise her head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Now look at the second hand. He said, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Amen. That's the reason why you got to be in subjection. That's the reason why man is the head of you. Ephesians 5. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church. But you sinned in the Garden of Eden. If you never sinned in the Garden of Eden, that point, you wouldn't have to be in subjection to man. Now, that's another sermon in itself. And the reason why, me and you got responsibility too. If you're going to be a man, be a man. Be a spiritual man. If a man don't take care of his family, he denied the faith, he's worse than an infidel, amen. If you're going to be the head, amen. But be it in accordance to the word of God, amen. Because nobody don't want no sorry man ruling over them. Shake your head. You can do bad by yourself. Am I right? I'm just telling you the truth, whether you like it or not, amen. But when it comes to 1 Corinthians 14, or when it comes to 1 Timothy chapter 2, see, if we all going to speak the same thing, be the same mind, it ain't what you think, ain't what I think. The Spirit don't spoke. But if you're hard of hearing, if you're dull of hearing, if your ears are thick or gross or difficult to hear, well, you need to get sin out your life and do what the Bible tells you to do. Amen. Boy, I told me one time, well, y'all just old-timing. It ain't old-timing, it's truth. Amen. Somebody said, well, y'all ain't going to have nobody go that in. Well, ain't nobody going to heaven then. Because you don't do what God tells you to do, 1 John 3, 4, you sin, amen. Because sin is transgressing against God's law. Same way Adam and Eve sinned in Garden of Eden, they paid the price. When we sin, we're going to pay the price, amen. But you can't let hard of hearing, you can't let dull of hearing stop you from doing the word of God, amen. And I can go on and on from God's word. But Jesus said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. But you can't hear if you're dull, if you're hard-headed, and don't let the word of God dwell in us. And you're not going to grow. You're not going to mature. And same thing with this church. If we allow us to do what we want to do, if you allow me to do what I want to do, if you allow you to do what you want to do, we will not mature. We will not perfect or understand what is the will of God, because what sin is, God is not. Amen. Now, you may say, well, that's not politically correct. Well, you're not in politics. Amen. Acts 2:42 said, and they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Amen. John 14, 26, 15, 26, 16, 13, he said, I'm going to give you a comforter. He called it the Spirit of Truth. He's going to bring back remembrance of all those things. He told them to go and sit in Jerusalem and tire until they be endured with powers on high. Luke 24, 45. Mark 9, 1. Some of you standing here, should I tell you death till you see the kingdom come with power? It came. The Spirit has spoken. We got to speak the same thing. We got to be of the same mind. But it's not about my will. It's not about your will. It's about God's will. When I went and gave you examples, I went to the word. Amen. Amen. And let me close by giving you one more verse. Amen. Go with me to the book of John. John 14. See, we serve a good God, amen. Oh, we serve a good God, amen. See, in John 14, and we read this scripture all the time. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God? You believe also in me. Because in God, there is no confusion. God is not the author of confusion, but peace. Whenever you got confusion in your life, something is wrong. Because he said, let not your heart be troubled. Peace, amen. Whatever state you find yourself in, Sister Joshua, just be content. Because see, whenever you see confusion in your life, you don't know which way to go, the left or the right, up or down, something is wrong. Either you're hard of hearing, dull of hearing, or the seed of the word just ain't working. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. It were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way you know. But for time's sake, look at verse 14. This is what I want you to see. See, based on that, he says in verse 14, he says, based on what I tell you, based on what you know, based on what you understand. But see, in order for it to work, Sean, you got to know it, amen? You got to understand it, amen? It got to be a part of your life. It got to be a part of your spiritual memoir. It got to be a part of your genes, whatever you want to call it. You got to think it, walk it, talk it, believe it. Amen. But the only way you're going to do it, folks, you got to know it. Amen. Amen. Because he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Amen. And then in verse 14, because you know it, he says here, he says, if you shall ask. And I believe this. I believe it. Don't you believe it? If you ask anything, guess what? It makes no difference if you broke. It ain't about no money. It ain't about your FICO score. It ain't based on what kind of job you got. Not based on how many DDs or BBDs behind your name. Amen. We're talking about Jesus' power. Amen. Am I right? Because he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. At least what good being a Christian when you ain't benefiting from it, amen? When you're not enjoying it every day, waking up with Jesus, amen? Going to bed with your own wife, amen? Oh, geez, I didn't mean to say that. Amen? If you should ask anything, look what he says here. In my name, by my authority, by what the Spirit says, amen? See, everything you do, you got to back it up with the word. Amen? Ain't that right? You can't go outside the word to get it done. Amen? Y'all mess it up. Y'all running around here trying to work overtime to get it. Stay at home. Enjoy yourself. Let Jesus get it to you. Amen? Y'all working, killing yourself, getting your hands all rough for nothing. Because Jesus said, look what he said. If you ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. Ain't that what he said? I believe he'll do it, don't you? Am I right? If you separate what you want versus what you need, amen, and let God's will be done, because he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said, because we're going to speak the same thing, be of the same mind, and if God be for us, who's going to be against us? It's good being a Christian, amen. But you got to go to that spiritual checkup, amen. You got to check your hearing, amen. You got to check and make sure it's right. Because if you're hard of hearing, sometimes you're hard of hearing, amen. Like James 4:17, to him that knoweth do good and do it not. Some of you knew what you're supposed to do, but you just don't do it. It's a sin, amen. Or Hebrews 10:26, we sin willfully. You know it's wrong, but you do it in Ohio, amen. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. Ain't that wonderful? But you got to grow, mature, desire, the sincere milk, teaching them to observe all things which I commanded, and lo, I'll be with you even until the end of time. In closing, how's your spirituality? Are you happy? We sung that song, sing and ye shall be happy. Are you really happy or just making lip service? Amen. Amen. If you're here today, you're not a Christian, why not? Why not? You come by hearing the word, Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. Do you believe what you hear? You must make that repentance, Luke 13:3, or you're going to perish. You must confess Christ as the Christ, the Son of the living God. We must bury you in the water grave of baptism. Then you must be faithful unto death. If you're here today, you just need to renew. Sometimes you just need to renew, amen. Sometimes we get out of whack, time to get back in whack, amen. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, his faith and justice forgive us, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all our sins. Will you come right now as we stand that we sing?